Here's a forecast now for a Derby Day from Chuck Taylor. This morning, some morning sun, then increasing cloudiness. Milder today with highs near 72. Tonight, cloudy with showers developing and possibly a few thunder showers. Lows near 60.
More music, WKLO.
A Big 1080, where the memory bank meets another challenger at any moment. Your chance to win hundreds of dollars. Match your mind against the memory bank and win. This is Hit Bound by Apollo 100 at WKLO. Joy. Solid gold on WKLO, Sonny Charles, and the Together Checkmates. Black Pearl, my precious little girl. You are cruising down a heavy highway of hits at WKLO. It's 1021 with Mark Elliott. This is Kentuckiana's number one song from the LP Straight Up, Bad Finger, Day After Day.
All right, that was a little air check there, what they call an air check, a tape of an old WKLO disc jockey, when WKLO used to be in Louisville. It's not Louisville anymore. It's been reincarnated in Danville, Kentucky. I'm Johnny Randolph here, and I worked here for a while, not at this station, but worked at Wacky in Louisville for 10 years. And one of the people that worked with Steve Cook and myself is Ed Phillips on the line. Hello, Ed.
Hi, John.
Hey, we finally got somebody on the phone here. We finally got him on the air.
Okay.
Ed is a real radio buff. Ed is what you might call a radio freak here in town. Ed, do you know of any interesting stories that you could tell us about anything that happened to the radio people in town? Or
how
anything?
Much time do you have?
Tell us one in 250 words or less.
Well, there's so many it's difficult to do that.
We're counting the words, Ed.
I'm sorry. Pardon me so much. Excuse me twice.
Okay, all right. Now you now have 230 left. Go ahead, Ed.
I did.
You
the
did?
Last. Listen.
Oh.
You're interrupting.
Wait, yeah, you're right.
Don't count these words.
Okay.
I did the last weeknight Wacky Talk Show.
Oh.
And one day we'll get together when you're in town, and I will either dub it or credibility to it.
That'd ruin it right there.
Well, that ruined it in a sense, but in a way it didn't. The theory was that we could take the talk show and, in the process of having a good time, make something out of it at the same time, simultaneously. So what we did was, the last week, we knew we were going off the air, so the last night of the Wacky Talk Show, we just let the community cut loose. And they did.
Mm-hmm.
And I think obviously you haven't heard it.
No, Ed, are you stoned now? Are you okay, Ed?
Listen, John, I've done 3,473 seeing pills.
Pope Catholic,
yes. No, it's not.
Don't start talking about the Bears either. We don't want to hear that one. Well, go ahead, Ed.
But the reason I bring it up is because the talk show is something that hasn't been mentioned.
That's true.
And that was something of a tradition. You had Mason Dixon, you had
Mike Griffin,
who did the show for many months.
Kevin McCarthy.
Ed Phillips did the show.
Kevin McCarthy.
What are all those girls doing giggling around her, Ed?
Gary King
did it. Gary King is in Detroit now. Kevin McCarthy is in Birmingham. And Ed Phillips is on the phone talking to us with a bunch of girls giggling in the background.
Well, now, wait, those girls, that's my wife and daughter. Now, you think
okay. Likely story, Ed. Go ahead.
Let me put a plug in here, but I won't say anything. Okay, Steve, so don't have to cut me off. You're talking about KLO. I am at what used to be WKLO.
Yeah, Ed is what now used to be WKLO.
WCII.
Yeah.
All right, since you did that.
I thought it was a Mr. Gaddy's Pizza Place.
Steve, WCII.
Oh, listen, that's too much of a plug, Ed. Ed, you're getting into dangerous territory.
The home of good times and great country music. Thank you so much.
Better cut him off, Steve. Let's go out and shoot him.
Gotcha.
I've been waiting ever since, I guess my baby's got another date. Stood up, broken hearted again.
84 WHAS, Stephen Lee Cook, the original weekend warrior on $1 million weekend. That's Ricky Nelson, and Stood Up, Broken Hearted Again. Johnny Randolph's on the phone. He will be back following news coming up in just a couple of minutes. Here's the song that he picked. Matter of fact, Wacky was first station in the country to play this one. What do you call him, Leonard? Louisville hits, local bombs, I think.
You don't know what
Steppenwolf at 84 WHAS at Magic Carpet Ride, and I'm Johnny Randolph, sitting in one night, coming back for one night in Louisville. What a night to do it on Derby Eve, Derby Morning, along with Steve Cook here at WHAS. And you got a call from Tulsa, you say, right, Steve?
We had a call, John, from Coyle. That'd be Coyle.
That'd be Coyle.
Right across the river there. Randy Coyle out in Tulsa called and said he was listening tonight and wanted to say hello to you.
Well, good. I lived in Tulsa. It's been a very enjoyable year and a half out there.
You were with the Jim Halsey.
Yeah, KTOW, which is still out there. That's right.
Good station.
Out there. Yes, sir. In fact, a guy that worked at Wacky for several years, Lee Masters, is on his way to Tulsa to be program director of KWEN, which is a country station. So Billy Park at the other station better get used to sending out some resumes because he'll make it tough on him. Why don't we go? Hey, we have a song. I wonder if this is a drug song.
I don't know.
Yeah, listen, let's check out the words of this, Steve. We probably should have done this before. Shoot 'em up, baby. Yeah,
girl, I love you. You know I do. And I do not doubt that you love me too. But you're so young.
Why, it's him, Andy Kim, and Shoot 'Em Up Baby. What's the Vice Squad doing here at the Shoot 'Em Up Baby? Of all of these disc jockeys for the past several years,
super job.
Just an incredible job, because I spent 11 years in Louisville on the radio. I don't have a one. And Leonard has all these tapes. And prior to my coming to Louisville, prior to 1965, an extremely popular disc jockey named Paul Calais was at Paul Calais, WKLO. And he's very popular. He used to broadcast in the ranch houses here in town, which no longer exist. There may be one ranch house left, but he used to...
I think it's history now, too.
Is it history now? Okay, deep sixth, huh? But here is an air check. I even forget the person's name on here, Steve. You'll have to help me out.
Okay, this guy's name is Bob Lyons.
Bob Lyons. And this is an air check of Bob Lyons. I mean, this was recorded, I understand, about 2 weeks before Kennedy was assassinated in November of 1963. Listen to this.
Hello?
Well, see what that... Now, what that was, folks, that was the night that the radio station had to sign off to do some maintenance. And that's the actual... We told you we're going to bring everything here. That was the actual sign-off after maintenance. Now, we're going to sign back on, and here's what you will hear, right?
Bob Lyons for ailing Paul Calley with the Hi-Fi Sounds for Kentuckiana. Big sounds to Tommy Rowe, currently at number 11 on the WKLO Tune Dax. And hello there, everybody. Bob Lyons with the Hi-Fi Sounds for ailing Paul Calley as we're off and running an hour to go.
Phil Everly. We're back together again, by the way. About 10 years ago, Don got mad at Phil, or Phil got mad at Don. They were doing a concert somewhere, and either Phil or Don hit either Phil or Don in the mouth of the guitar, and they kind of split up after that, but they got back together again after 10 years. Well, we got a weekend of the history of rock and roll here at 84 WHAS. Bits and features, that too, on Johnny Rivers, Martha, and the VDs, and the Burrs, and the Turtles, and Hall & Oates, and a segment on The Song Isn't the Same. And a very special hour highlighting John Lennon and Yoko Ono, plus the very best of 1963, 69, 66, 67. Wrapping up your Million Dollar Weekend Saturday night at 7 o'clock on 84 WHAS. I'm Johnny Randolph, the guest DJ, I guess you could say, here, back for one night on this 50,000-watt blowtorch covering 43 states, coast to coast, border to border, north and south, east and west. And we're in here with Steve Cook tonight.
The year of 84 can be very special. You're listening to a Million Dollar Weekend on the Big 84 WHAS.
Louisville, Kentucky. The number one radio service of the Lynn Broadcasting Corporation.
On Fun Lovin' Wacky, here's Bill Crisp.
Got Monkey Mickey Dolan's here to do it at 8 o'clock. Don't do it.
Number 6 today on the all-new Wacky Instant Daily Super Hit Survey. Number 6 today on the Wacky Instant Daily Super Hit Survey. Don't do it now. Wacky All Heart Time 8:01, 1 minute past 8 o'clock.
You're in the middle of a wacky double play featuring
non-stop music.
Sam and Dave here. When something's wrong with my baby, Wacky All Heart Time on the Chris program is now 8:05, 5 minutes past 8 o'clock. What?
Bill!
What?
Can you give a wacky word for the last hour?
Oh, good grief. I forgot it. I got all hung up in meditation, and I forgot to give it.
That's
I'm sorry.
No excuse.
I know. You know, I get slapped on the hand every time. I forgot to give the wacky word last hour. Shame on me. Big deal. I'll tell you what I'll do. This hour, I'll give you two of them. How's that? You think that'll make up for my misdeeds? Okay, your first wacky word for this hour is California. Right now in the jackpot is $105, a stinking $105. And the reason it's a stinking $105 is because Buddy K gave all the money away yesterday to Mrs. James A. Porter of 1043 Clay Avenue. She won $1,057.94. When Buddy K called her, she answered her telephone, "Hello, Wacky," just like you're supposed to, and knew the wacky word for the hour. So congratulations to Mrs. James A. Porter.
This is Radio 790 WAKY, the station that's all apart. Wacky. 84 WHAS.
We're back at this radio station playing some of the songs that were popular back when we were at the other radio station. That didn't make any sense, did it? Well, you can register to win the Trend, which is a $3,000 mobile video system we'll be giving away very soon. You can win it all, y'all. A GE portable VCR color camera, a tripod. Is that like a pea pod? A 19-inch GE color television set is coming up this week. Another $1,000 Thursday. Listen for your chance to register and win with the Class of 84 coming up soon here at 84 WHAS. What we're talking about, things that went all the way back when. A disc jockey that worked at Wacky twice was Tom Dooley. Came in one time and stayed a couple years and left, went to the great beyond, and then came back again. And the way he came back the second time is kind of interesting. Got a couple of Dooley stories. I think this is the better of the two of them. Dooley worked out at KHJ in Los Angeles, a top 40 radio station out there.
One of the top ones in the world.
One of the top ones in the world at the time. And he was unhappy working there. He did the afternoons, so he figured he needed to get out of his contract. So he went in and he said, "Well, I'd just like to quit." They said, "Well, now, Dooley, you got a contract here. This is a true story now." And so he called me up at Wacky, and he said, "Well, I got to get out of this contract. Got any openings?" I said, "Yeah, I think we can come up here with something for you." I said, "How are you going to get out of your contract?" He says, "I don't know. Got any suggestions?" And I said, "Well, I said, just do something outlandish on the air. Maybe they'll throw you out." That's the wrong thing to say to Tom Dooley. So, this is the time when Richard Nixon was president. So, he got on the air in Los Angeles and started saying bad things about Nixon. Not profanity or anything, but the Nixon, he accused Nixon of being a communist and this type thing. And then played the national anthem right after that. And he had his wife and his dogs and his kids in the car down to the street. The trailer hooked on the back, the U-Haul. They threw him right out of the radio station. He drove to Louisville and came back to Wacky the second time there. And he was also a recording artist. Tom was very big around the area. He had a tremendously exciting band and played down at Club 68 in Lebanon, Kentucky. A lot of would pack him in down there. And he'd go down and pour pitchers of beer on his head and everything else. You know, lots of fun things to make his mama proud of him. And here is a song. I think this thing got to the top five anyway, for sure, in Louisville. This is My Groovy Baby and the real Tom Dooley here at WHAS.
Now I've seen a lot of women, and I've had a lot of girls. Baby, now that I've found you, there's only one in this world. Well, I'll never, never
Lady. That is Tom Dooley, his Love Lights. That was recorded here in Louisville at the Alan Martin Studios out in J-Town. And that was a hit back in, I think, 1968 or 69, thereabouts. Tom is now a disc jockey at KLIF in Dallas, Texas, which is a country music station. And that is probably the 50th or 60th station he has worked for. And true story. Man has been around. Has a ring in his ear. Another Tom Dooley story. When Tom was in Louisville, Tom was always obsessed with thunderstorms and lightning and whatever. And if we had a storm, the next day he'd come on the air and you couldn't shut the guy. The guy started talking about it, saying, "Oh, did you see the lightning last night? I mean, this is on the air. Oh, just beautiful, magnificent." And, you know, I thought, well, this is hardly relevant to a radio audience, you know, in a rock and roll station. I mean, you know, we want to get down on the ground and boogaloo and shing-a-ling. We don't want to hear about lightning and all this other stuff. So Dooley get carried away. The winner shut him up, see? And he keep telling me how he'd sit out there in his yard and watch the lightning. So the next night, another thunderstorm. It was such a thunderstorm, and I just couldn't sleep. So I got in the car, and he lived over here in Crescent Hill. And so I went over there, and it's absolute truth. There's Tom Dooley sitting out in the middle of the yard in a metal lawn chair and nothing on but his underpants, looking up here at the sky, rushing at lightning. That's Tom Dooley. My Tom Dooley story is here, 84 WHJS. Here is Tommy James of the Shondells out of Pennsylvania, dragging the line on 84. Rock, Roll, and Remember show. I'm Johnny Randolph. Who's been over for about 12 years and left at the end of 77 and reincarnated in Danville, Kentucky, which is right outside of Lexington on WKLO.
What's that address, John?
That address, again, is 427 South 4th Street for any big-time advertising agencies. Want to throw any dollars our way, run a few ads on the radio, we'll take care of you. 85% of the radio audience, whatever.
All right.
In fact, we have to sign off to give the other stations a chance to catch up. That's how we do that. Yeah, I got a lot of calls, and I got some calls, some mail, some folks that mail that listened to rock and roll back here in the 60s and whatever and had a good time. Who else we miss? We haven't talked about Coyote. You know, Coyote is here in town, as everybody knows, I'm sure, because Coyote is one of the most popular disc jockeys in Louisville. Mm-hmm. Coyote is a program director and afternoon disc jockey of WHES's sister station of UAMZ. And Coyote was certainly a force to be reckoned with when he was on Wacky, far as the other stations are concerned. So we want to get Coyote's name in there. Who do we forget?
Bailey?
Well, we forgot to mention Bill, yeah. Bill Bailey. Got Bill Calovo. Gary mentioned him.
Yeah.
Burbank.
Chuck Jackson.
Chuck is in town. I saw Chuck here a while back. Chuck works at Don Corlett and is very successful in sales out there. Who do we forget now?
Michael Lewis Griffin.
Mike Griffin, he used to work here at HAS, didn't he?
Yeah. I'm not sure about that, John.
I'm not either. But he's in TV, I think, somewhere in town. One of the TV stations.
Bill Purdom. Popcorn Bill
is in Mobile, Alabama. That's right. I hope we haven't missed anyone. It'd be terrible to miss anyone. Len King, by the way, the newsman over at Wacky, is a bigwig now with CNN, Cable News Network.
Good for Len. Lee Gray.
Lee Gray is in Houston. Last time I heard it was down there in Houston, Texas, managing a radio station. Carl Truman Wigglesworth.
Tell a story. We have time. Six minutes. Tell a story about the time that you went up to WLS for a concert.
This is awful. But I don't care.
Rolling Stones.
Well, first of all, Carl Truman Wigglesworth and I worked together at the OWKLO here in town for a brief time. But before we ever worked together in O'Hare, at a station in Middletown, O'Hare, we worked there together for a couple of years.
That's where you started.
And so I came down to Louisville in 65 and at the OWKLO, and he came down there about 8 months later. Then I went over to Wacky. And so he was the program director, WKLO. And the Beatles, or the Rolling Stones, one of them were appearing in Chicago and
Stones.
Not here. Stones, okay. And so we had this big deal on Wacky about we were going to give away a busload of tickets to go see the Rolling Stones. And so KLO had a contest, I'm going to give away a ticket on an airplane. So they were promoting theirs real big. We were promoting ours real big. We thought, well, we got to get a little one-upmanship on them, even though we had a bus and with 34 winners. They had a plane with one winner. So we sent a guy to Chicago. I'm sorry. They sent a guy to Chicago to cover the Rolling Stones concert. Sent him up there with his tape recorder. It was a Rolling Stones press conference. And I went up to Chicago to cover the same conference. So they had this guy up there with a tape recorder. he couldn't figure out how to use it. And I had my sunglasses on, trying to look cool, you understand? Had my sunglasses on at the press conference, and he couldn't get the thing figured out, so I was always having some problems. And so I said, tried to disguise my voice, said, "My man, can I help you out here a little bit?" And he said, "I can't figure out how to get this tape recorder operating." I said, "Oh," I said, "here, let me show you." So I took the tape recorder, and I did not push the record button, just pushed the play button. So in other words, nothing was recording. I got to back up again. I told you I messed this up. I pushed the play of the record button. Pushed the play of the record button. I turned my head so he couldn't hear me. And I said in the microphone, I said, "Attention, Carl Truman Wigglesworth. This is Johnny Randolph. Never send a boy to do a man's job." And then I took the record button off and just let the play button on.
Okay.
And I said, "There you are, my man. Get the whole press conference." So they start. They figure they want to beat us back on the air with the interview of the press conference, you see. So they came on and they put the thing on the air and never even listened to it in the beginning. They had this thing all promo. Their plane was going to land at Standard Revealed, and they put the thing on the air and said, "Attention, Carl Truman Wigglesworth, this is Johnny Randolph. Never send a man to do a boy's job or a boy to do a man's job." And that was what happened. Do I see, is this song that I see over here
Radio
on this turntable,
Wars.
Is this the fantastic Johnny C. and Boogaloo down Broadway?
This
as
is
I
it.
Live and breathe, good heavens, I'm going to have a soul attack. Sorry to fake you out, fantastic Johnny C., but he won't
60
mind.
60 seconds.
Well, he's probably just radio on in his gas station right now where he's pumping gas. Well, I'll tell you, Steve, we should mention Jack Sanders
great
and Jerry Barr, too.
Yeah.
Well, a great time tonight.
I'm enjoying it, Johnny. Thanks
I have, too. Hey, thank you. My pleasure. You know, we really ought to say
a big old
thanks.
Thank you.
That's right.
Denny Nugent.
Denny Nugent and the Mike Crush and our people. And
a lot of folks out there have called us tonight and made it that's such right. a good time. You know, we have spent a lot of time talking about the racking and whatever, but the fact of the matter is, and the bottom line is, that this station here is a tremendous radio station.
Absolutely.
I mean, in our sincerity, it always has been. WHS has always been an outstanding radio station and one this town can be very proud of. And just to show you what a great station it is, they had no problem with us coming on there and playing some of these old tapes and whatever, mentioning the other station, even though they are down the street. So a lot of thanks go to them. And it has been great, Steve. And Steve's on Sunday afternoon on WHS. Remember, no matter where you go, there you are.
From ABC News, I'm John Degnan. With less than 2 days to go before the presidential runoff election, the Salvadoran army is on maximum alert and chasing down...